paragraph days.
Gam iker chizu kamala chubenison. Rabbi Nizal explains in that chapter in the Likutei Moran that this malach of Kedusha, from which good dreams come from, he gets his main strengthening during the month of Nisan. Ki oz huzman shenoisnin hismanus lechol hamalochim. The month of Nisan is called in the Gemara, Rosh Chodesh Nisan is called Rosh Hashanah lemalochim. It's when all types of kings or figures of authority are established. And the malachim, a malach, is a form of malchus also. So they get their hismanus, their appointeeship, in the month of Nisan. Va'oz nischadesh harotzoin. That's when Hashem's rotzoin has a ischachus. When Hashem sets up a new cabinet, you know, that kind of thing, and he declares a new set of rules, a new set of rotzoinus. Va'oz huzman simchosom. And that's a time when this simcha of kedusha is nischazek. V'choshav homon lezgabra aleim b'chodesh Adar shehu rochoik minison betachlos orichuk. This is why Haman wanted to specifically try to get at the Jews during the month of Adar, because he figured Adar is the furthest thing away from Nisan possible. He understood that Nisan is when the Malach gets his strength, which is the source of holy dreams, Tikkun HaBris. Therefore, he felt the best way, the best time to attack the Yidden is keep as far away as he can from Nisan, go all the way to Adar, the other extreme. Ki choshav shekol chodesh shehu rochoik yoiser minison nechlash boy koyach hamalach yoiser. Because the malachim receive their new appointeeship in Nisan. As you move away from Nisan to Iyar, to Sivan, to Tav, the further you move away from Nisan, the weaker the koyach of the malach becomes, and the stronger the koyach of the shedim, of the forces of Tuma, become. The Alkane Rotzol his Gaber Baador Daikosh Ubetachlis Orichuk Minison. Vze Shedikdek Hakosuv. This is why the Pasuk says, look what it says. He pil pur, he drew lots, miyoim liyoim, umechoidesh lechoidesh shneimosar hu choidesh ador. And he tried to force the lottery to go from day to day, from month to month, to the 12th month Ador. Why? We know that Adar is the 12th month. Why does it say it over there? L'choydesh shneimosor daiko. It's emphasizing month number 12. Ki ze daiko hoiso machshavtoi haro. This was Haman's evil plan. Me'achar shu ha'choydesh shneimosor minison shu betachlos harichig menu. Because Adar is month number 12, which means it's the furthest away from Nisan. Ma she'en kein choydesh achar, ma she'en choydesh Achar rochoik minison yoiser miador shehu chodesh achron, where there's no month that's further away from Nisan. Al kein rotzo lehizgaber boi chas v'shon. That's why he wanted very much that the lottery should come out to Ador. Ki choshav sheboi kvar nechlash yoiser chizuk hamalach. He felt that that's the time when this koyach of the malach of kedusha is weakest. Ki ikar hachizuk hu b'nisan kanal. Because Rabbi Nizal shows over there in Likutei Moran that Nisan is the month when that malach gets charged to the highest point. The malach from which holy dreams come from, the malach which the koyach of Tikkun HaBris comes from. This is why it says over there that Haman said Hachashverosh, Yeshnoi Am Echad. There is this one nation, Vidosh Razal, and the Gemara says, Yeshnoi Am Echad Loshen Sheino. He could have said Yesh Am Echad. Why does it say Yeshnoi? Asleep. He was referring to the term Sheino. Ki Iker Koichoi Bisman Hashena. Because the main koyach of Pegama Bris is during sleep. This issue of Mikra Laila or Bechlal, Znus and those things, it's called sleepy. That's what it's related to. That's a time when all these aspects of Pegama Bris are most prevalent. Vatikun Hoyo Alidea Tainis. Rav Nosson Zal explains the tikkun for the fact that they ate from Sudas HaShveirosh and the fact that Haman had gained so much power and everything. The tikkun was by the Yidden fasting, the three-day fast that they had then. K'mo shekosu v'tzumu alai, as Esther instructed them, fast for me. Ki tainus tainis hu tikun pegam hamacholim. Because Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran that one of the ways that a person makes a tikun for pegam achila is by fasting. Ki aide tainis nase simcha. Rabbeinu Zal says, Tainus dispels atzvus and leads to simcha. There's a pasuk which we say, Samchenu kimoisi nisonu. Hashem, give us joy like the days of our inisonu, means suffering or fasting. That the simcha is according to fasting. Because achila digdusha is when a person eats with simcha. Achila de sitrachra, when a person eats tray food, or when a person eats too much, or whatever, it leads to depression, heaviness. Fasting, which is a form of tshuva for eating improperly, leads to simcha again. Fasting brings the person back into the kedusha, which means back into simcha. Sheze bechinas tainus chaloim. This is why in the Gemara and in the Shulchan Aruch, the way that a person fixes a bad dream is by fasting. Tainus chaloim. If a person chas v'shalom saw something tragic happen in a dream, the tikkun for it is they fast that day. Kimavur sham heitev ein sham, as Rabbeinu Zal explains very clearly in that chapter in the Likutei Moran. V'alkein nikba Purim l'simcha u'lemishtel yom tov. This is why the emphasis on the holiday of Purim is simcha, party. Ikra tikun al yedei bechinas simcha shehu tikun hamacholim bechinas chizuk koyach hamalachanal. V'zeh bechinas sudas Purim. This is the significance of the special meal of Purim. Ki tzrichim daiko laharbois besuda bePurim meachar shezochu letikun hamacholim. On Purim, b'dafke, it's a mitzvah to eat a lot, because on Purim we've been zoichet to tikun hamacholim. How? Through fasting, that tainus es that we did before, and all the tikunim that happened during the holiday of Purim, which lead to achila dikdusha. Alkein hu mitzvah gedoyla oz lismoyach ulaharbois besuda lekayim leich echoil besimcho lachmecho shezehu bechinas tikun hasheno tikun pegama tumanal. That's the tikun for sleep, the tikun for pegama bris, which is associated with atzvus, depression. The tikun is simcha and achila dikdusha. Kama shekosu shomayin shom, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Likutei Moran. V'zeh Shom Razal, this is why the Gemara says, Mishenichnas Ador Marbim Besimcha, Ki Ikra HaTikun Hu HaSimcha, Shehu Chizuk HaMalachanal. V'zeh Shedikdiku Mishenichnas Ador. This is why the Gemara says, the minute Ador begins, Marbim Besimcha, activate Simcha. Ki oz hu ikar chidush harotzoin, va'oz hu zman hasimcha, kamay shekosu shom. I'm sorry, I skipped. Ki be'emes ikar hasimcha hoysaruya shetaschel benison. Because the real truth is, it would be logical to say that simcha should begin from Nisan. Ki oz hu ikar chidush harotzoin. That's when Hashem sets up a whole new he gives out, distributes new appointeeships to all the angels and everything. That's when Kav Yochel, the heavenly government, is renewed. So that should be the time for simcha. Va'oz hu zman ha-simcha, kama shekos Hashem, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in Likutei Moran. Aval me'achar shechoshav oleinu homon harosho, lezgabro oleinu ba'ador, aydei pegama macholim kanal. But because of the fact that Haman tried to use that to our disadvantage and tried to attack us in Ador through Pegam Achila, where he thought that that's the month that we're weakest, achar shezochino lezgabrolov, once we defeated Haman, once we beat him in that battle, al yidei tikun asimcha kanal, al kein ato onu maschilen asimcha me'ador. That's what gives us the right now that we can start the simcha from Adar. We don't have to wait to Nisan. V'zehu mishenichnas Adar marbim b'simcha. Haynu ki tekev kishenichnas Adar hazayon umaschilim b'simcha shehu chizuk hamalach kidei lahachnia ulishaber koyach homon arosha idei zekaral. We start that process anew of bringing Haman down, we started, which is bringing down Pegam HaBris, bringing down those bad dreams, we started from the month of Adar, through Simcha. Ki be'emes, afal pi she'ikr chizuk hamalach hu benison, afal pi kein onu yecholim lechazei koyach hamalach b'chol ha'shona. Even though Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that the optimum time, the best time, when these malachim can get recharged is Nisan, the fact is that a person can do this to a degree all year. V'zena salidea simcha, ki alidea simcha nischazek koya hamalach ki'ilu nischadei sharotzeinoz. Because it's through simcha that we give the malach a charge as if he's being newly appointed at that time. V'alkein, ato maschila simcha me'ador shuchizuk hamalach. That's why this starts now from Ador, because of the fact that we succeeded in defeating Haman in the month in which he thought was most unlikely for us to succeed in this issue. Valkein ikar mapaloso yehoya benison. And this is why the truth is that the downfall of Haman came during the month of Nisan. Ki oz hu ikar chizuk hamalach. Because that's the time that this malach of Kedusha, which is the opposite of Haman, gets strengthened. It's brought the Oimer knows it says that the Mordechai Tzadik and his Talmidim were learning about the Minchas Oimer, and Haman said, "Oh, this is going to be my downfall." In other words, meaning which the Oimer is brought in Nisan, 16th day of Nisan. In other words, so that on a technical level, Haman was brought down through Nisan. But Rav Nosson Zalz explains here the fact that Haman thought that in Adar he would topple us, and Adar turned out to be a month of celebration and everything. That's what makes it that we have the right to begin the Simcha every year from Adar. We don't have to wait till Nisan.